Evergreen is presented by Sonos. Experience immersive sound and spatial audio in the world of Evergreen with the all-new Era 300. Go to Sonos.com to learn more.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only.
Q-Code presents Evergreen, a hidden signal series, created by Chloe Stearns and John Wynn.
Anna, what memory would you like to experience?
I want to see my mom. Right before.
You don't have to do that. You can choose another moment.
No. I want to see my mom.
What is this?
My mom's farm.
Hannah?
Hi, Mom.
Hannah, you're home. I'm so happy to see you. I wasn't expecting you.
I know.
What is that?
It's okay.
Do you see? What is that? In the sky.
It happened so fast, I promise.
Hannah. Oh, God. No. No. No.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, God.
I can't stop it.
Oh, God.
All that matters is we are together.
VIPs are en route. ETA, 48 minutes.
Thank you. Status, Robert?
All personnel from the lower and middle levels are loaded onto their transports. There's a big storm from the west. Are you coming?
I'll see you shortly. Don't leave without me. Thanks, Robert.
Hannah, Valerie is calling you.
Mom?
Hannah! Hi!
I really can't talk today. Time's short.
Okay, lady. I just wanted to say I love you, and I am so proud of you. I know how hard you've worked. I know that this is a really big day. Everything okay?
Everything's perfect. I'll call you later. I promise.
Okay. I love you, chicken.
Finn, your guests are arriving within the hour.
So we're on schedule?
Yes.
What about our people?
They're either already gone or on their way out.
You're lingering. Speak, Hannah!
There's a storm.
I'm sure you'll figure it out.
I also wanted to let you know that today will be my last day working for you and Arca Industries. I've waited patiently for a promotion, but you made promises you obviously couldn't keep, and that's fine. but it's time for me to move on.
Do you think this is a good time to be having this conversation? Huh?
I didn't think that it was right to leave before today.
Does this feel right to you?
Do you know how hard it was to get these 7 people to this mountain on the exact date and time that you requested? They're just as busy as you are, if not busier. And I have been by your side for the entire process, and I wanted to see it through, but 5 years is too long for me to be an executive assistant. Even yours. And now that I finally realize that, I won't do it a day longer than I have to.
So,
you quit.
This is a complicated thing for me.
Say the words, Hannah. I quit. Say it. Scream it. Relish the moment. This may be the only important job you ever quit. Make it count.
I quit.
That wasn't so hard now, was it? Cortex water?
Yes, Ben.
Well, you've made a choice, Hannah, and I have to respect that. You really made your mark here. No one can take that away, and I have a sneaking suspicion that a little piece of you will never leave.
Well, it's been a privilege to work for you.
Things don't always fit perfectly in the box, Hannah, but we adapt. Make sure the champagne when my guests arrive. It should feel festive, celebratory. I need these people to be happy. And more important, keep them on schedule. And get rid of the catering company. I don't want any interruptions. You'll stay until dinner. Then you can go. And I will write you the best reference of your life.
Okay, Finn. Of course. What the fuck?
Hannah!
Hi. I have to stay. Make sure no one else is still in the compound, and then you can leave.
Are you sure? The weather's getting pretty bad.
I'll take one of the automated transports later.
Okay. You're the boss, Anna.
Cortex, we need umbrellas.
Yes, Anna.
Hi, Miss Gabriel.
It's Greer, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am is my mom. Just call me Hannah.
Right. Hannah, we set up everything to your exact specifications. These are parsnip wrap devils, and over here...
Hannah.
Yes, Cortex?
Our guests are arriving.
Thank you, Cortex. Greer, please have your staff wrap up. You're free to leave. Make sure everyone is off the premises within 30 minutes.
I'm sorry. Is something wrong?
Today is your lucky day. You get the night off. Everything looks great. Our guests will love it. Thank you.
Hey, Greer, everything good?
Clara. Yeah. Hey, listen up, everyone. We've been instructed to clear out.
What?
Are you joking? We've been here for like paid, half right? an hour.
Don't worry. We're all still getting paid. We just have to be out of here, like, now.
Okay.
Alpha 1, watch your tail. Landing's gonna be rough. Wind shear's at 25 knots. We're gonna have to drop fast. Copy, Alpha 2. Follow my lead. Alpha 1, descending, copy. 800 feet, descending 800 feet. 600 feet, 600 feet. Alpha 2, watch the crosswinds there. Copy that. Steady, steady. 400 feet, 400, 200 feet, 300 feet. Contact. ARC Industries, Alpha 1, Alpha 2 have landed.
Welcome, Ida. It's so great to finally meet you in person.
Fuck! Hi, Hannah. Good to see you.
McKenna? Is Ida?
She's airsick. I can handle a puddle jumper in rural Cambodia, but these luxury helicopters get me every time. I think it's the smell of leather.
I'd wager it's the blizzard.
Ida,
Let's get you inside. McKenna, I have an umbrella for you too.
Please, the lights never bothered me.
I've been persistent. Still in the trenches, huh? Where's my umbrella?
Good to see you too, Jeffrey. You must be Nico. Great sunglasses.
Okay.
Your latest research on alternative prenatal genetic testing is mind-blowing.
Okay.
Okay.
Lovely to see you again, Hannah. How have you been?
Well, Dagny, thank you.
Now, Hannah, as we discussed, I won't be departing with the rest of the guests, so someone can deal with my bags, that would be great.
Of course. Finn's thrilled you were able to join.
Hi, Hannah. Hello, Hannah.
David! Axel! Welcome!
It's very lovely to finally meet you! Everybody! David's afraid of the cold. Talked about it the whole way over.
That's not what I said. I've watched all your videos, I think you're brilliant, but let me tell you, I tried your 447 breathing method, and I'm still freezing my ass off.
Hold my jacket.
Show off.
Mind over matter, David. That's what my method is all about, man. This is living!
Hannah, tell me Finn invited him by mistake.
Cortex, continue tracking our guests. I want to see everything.
Yes, Finn. Finn, your alarm. More champagne, Mr. Garcia?
Thanks, Hal 9000. Leave it to Finn Gorau to automate getting hammered. Jeffrey, I thought all things AI went through you.
Well, Finn's good with parlor tricks. This is a glorified virtual assistant with robotic arms. My AI isn't bartending, it's simulating better methods of carbon capture.
Well, if you two stopped competing, you might actually save the planet.
Finn doesn't like to play second fiddle. In 2 years, we'll have a clear path to reverse climate change.
Ah, cheers to that. So, why do you think we're here?
Knowing Finn? He needs something.
Don't we all?
Why bring you, a survivalist turned viral internet breathing guru, me, a futurist, Dagny, the world's leading agronomist, Ida, the foremost ethical sociologist of our time, Nico, a genius geneticist but a walking controversy, David, the dashing oncology surgeon, and McKenna, who is...
the most brilliant shrink in all the land. Axel, you and Dr. Yun seem chummy. An introduction would be most appreciated.
Of course.
David, paging Dr. David Yun.
Hey! Come here.
What can I do you for?
Dr. David, meet the esteemed McKenna Scott and Jeffrey Steinberg.
The world's most famous doctor. I've been following you in the media ever since you stepped down as medical director at Sloan Kettering to work on this life-saving drug you've developed.
And now it seems like you do a press conference, what, every 2 days?
Well, you have to give people what they want.
I'm dying to know more about it. Your approach to stem cell therapy, the breakthrough you've made in regenerative medicine is just... incredible.
What are you calling it in the press? The Ponce de Leon treatment?
I've never claimed, on the record, my drug is the key to sustained health. Sure, I may have hinted it will cure all diseases. Let's just say my shareholders are chomping at the bit to get this to market. Should be available to the public in about a year.
Idiot.
I'm offended.
Why is that? How do you not know? It's just...
Ida, I'm on farms 10 months of the year. Gossip doesn't grow there.
Well, if you ever have a baby, don't let her near it. Neonatal Nico is what they're calling her. Who knows what she's hiding behind those sunglasses?
Ida, Dagny.
Hannah! What a lovely reception. When do the rest of the guests arrive?
If I could just have you two join up with the others, we're about to begin.
Wonderful.
Nico, hi. We're about to start the event.
No one ever eats the food at these things.
all chivalry said, huh?
Let's go. Guys, careful!
Oh. Let me clean this shit up.
Damn it.
What's wrong?
The ovens. I might have left them on.
You might have?
I can't remember. I'll run back and check. Greer, I'm sorry.
Go, hurry.
I promise this won't hurt. Just a gentle finger prick from Cortex.
McKenna Scott, confirmed. Axel Garcia, confirmed. Jeffrey Steinberg, confirmed. Ida Arias, confirmed. Dagny Isaacs, confirmed. Niko Ishikawa, confirmed. David Yoon, confirmed. Please present biometric security to continue. Hannah Gabriel, thumb scan confirmed.
Wait. So it's just us?
Yes. Finn, only one of the seven of you.
Hannah, where the hell are you taking us?
You'll see.
3,000 meters.
Oh, God. I might puke. Shit.
Seriously. Again.
4,000 meters.
We're almost there.
Cortex? Water for Ida, please.
I'm fine. I just, need the floor to stop spinning.
Leather sofas, a mahogany bar, marble tables, dim lighting. Did our man Finn really drag us 2.5 miles underground to reveal a mediocre speakeasy?
Oddly on brand.
I don't get it.
Where is he?
If I could direct your attention to the glass wall, you might find something that's quite surprising.
Oh my God.
What possible?
There's a forest down here.
It's a lake.
It's bigger than Central Park.
5 times bigger.
Guys, it's quantum dot micro LED with eye tracking projection to account for each of our perspectives.
Give me more credit than that, Jeffrey.
Finn!
Oh my God.
Of course.
That's an entrance.
Welcome to Evergreen. You are the first outsiders to set foot inside what I consider my life's greatest work. This is the most advanced and secure place on Earth. And after today, I know you'll feel the same.
Hey, you missed me. Try again or text me.
Turn on your phone.
Hey, boss. Time to go. Are we still waiting for Clara?
No, I'll go get her. We'll grab the next transport. Connell, make sure all the equipment gets back properly and make sure to dry everything off. I'm trusting you.
This part of Evergreen is called the Sphere. This is a living, breathing ecosystem with a fully functional atmosphere that creates breathable air for all of Evergreen.
It's amazing, Finn. It really is. The scale and the scope are unbelievable.
I can actually feel the wind, the sun.
Well, that's because it actually
is. You're suddenly quiet.
You're missing the important details.
I've seen nature before.
Not impressed?
There's no way all
things don't impress me. People do.
God, the amount of effort this must have taken.
When it's fully operational, the Sphere will be able to provide sustenance for up to 5,000 people.
And when do you expect that to be?
Soon. We're on schedule.
That's cool if you're staging a food festival.
But why did you make this, Finn? Why underground?
Yes, the why, Vidal. Why? Because at some point, Ida, the way we've existed, and most importantly, where we've existed, will no longer be an option. Some of our colleagues believe the answer is out there in space. Let's colonize a new planet. Terraform the moon. But I believe the answer is right here, Evergreen is a world within a world. A place where we could live and thrive when everything above is gone. A place where we won't repeat the fatal mistakes we've made above.
You want people to live down here?
That's the dream.
Okay, Finn, but why are we here right now?
Because I want your feedback. Your opinions about Evergreen. There's nothing more dangerous than thinking you've figured it out on your own. We all need someone to challenge us, make us better, see things we might have missed. You're objectively the 7 smartest, most respected minds on the planet. You are the leaders of your disciplines, and so you are my peer review. And I look forward to your thoughts.
It's too hot. David, I see your sweat.
What?
I'm just saying what we're all thinking.
And that's exactly why you're here. Cortex, a nice summer storm. Something to cool our guests off.
Yes, Finn.
Are you guys seeing this?
But the sky, that...
You gotta be fucking kidding me, Sybil.
Hey, Axel. Let's stand over here.
Jesus.
Okay.
Bloody hell.
How are you doing this?
Loving the feedback already, team.
Finn, we're getting soaked.
A little bit of rain didn't harm anyone.
Finn, enough.
Cortex, return the weather to our previous setting.
Yes, Finn.
Glorious, isn't it?
Impressed now.
No, I'm scared.
Let's continue the tour.
He's literally playing God.
Hey, Evergreen listeners, I'm John Wynn.
And I'm Chloe Stearns.
And we are the creators of Evergreen. This podcast is presented by Sonos. And if you're looking for a smart speaker to take your home entertainment to the next level, the Sonos Era 300 is for you.
This all-in-one plug-in smart speaker is designed specifically for immersive and spatial audio listening out loud, a full 360 experience that allows you to enter the world of Evergreen in a totally different way. To become a part of the world and feel it around you.
And as self-proclaimed audiophiles, we have to say that Sonos continues to exceed all of our expectations. The sound quality is truly impressive. So whether we're listening to, you know, like some Kendrick Lamar or... Chloe, what are you listening to?
I'm a Taylor Swift kind of gal, I gotta say.
There you go. Or our favorite podcasts, including ours, Evergreen. We get that deep bass and those clear, sharp highs every single time. And for us personally, every time we are finished wrapping up an edit of Evergreen, we throw it on the Sonos Era 300, and I'm telling you, it just pops right at you. You feel like you're sitting literally in the middle of it all.
But really what sets Sonos apart is the ease of use and the sleek aesthetic of their products. They're intuitive to control, they're easy to integrate into your home, and with Sonos, you can start with this one speaker and expand your system over time. Start now with the Sonos Era 300 and take your listening to the next level. Go to Sonos.com to learn more.
No, 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 no!
Carol.
Don't let it shut! No!
What the fuck are you doing?
It locks from the other side!
Shit. What about the ovens?
If I said they weren't on, would you be relieved or just mad?
Oh my god. Okay. I'm calling Connell.
Weird, right? There's no signal.
We had it earlier.
Did you see that? The green light above the door? It just turned red.
Your new clothes, McKenna.
Yeah, no. It's gonna be a pass.
Really? Matching.
Did you get coveralls too?
Please, follow me. We're almost there. Just through this archway. And this is the core. The center of Evergreen's universe. This is where we eat, sleep, exercise, socialize. Recharge. You can indulge in a spa day, go to the movies, do research in our digital library. Watch your favorite band live in concert.
Ah, yes. The world is ending. Everyone, run into this doomsday bunker. You can get a mud bath and catch Dave Matthews concert. You know, just the essentials.
It is not the strongest or the most intelligent who will survive, but those who can best manage change.
Hello?
Yo! Can you hear
Hello?
Us?
Hello? Literally anyone! Hello? Hey, is someone there? Can you unlock the doors?
Did you just turn off the lights?
No.
Axel, are you seeing this?
Fuck what I said earlier. This is living.
It's breathtaking.
He never mentioned any of this to you?
Finn and I would... You're the only one he really trusts.
I wouldn't bet on that.
Ladies? Everything to your satisfaction?
When can I get my luggage? We look like cult members in these matching outfits.
Oh, I quite like you in a coverall, Dagny. Blue skies, smiling at me. Nothing
Careful,
but blue sky.
Finn.
What? Afraid someone might see?
Afraid you're gonna get that song stuck in my head again.
Blue skies, smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies.
That must be their emergency backup lighting.
The room is red, Greer. Very ominous. Red means blood, violence, rage. These are all symbolic.
Wait. What's the computer thing Hannah was talking to?
What?
The voice assistant or whatever. She was like bossing it around.
I have no idea, because you never let me leave the kitchen.
It was like Karen.
Oh, no.
No, but not Karen. It was like, Callie? Cora? Cortex?
Yes?
Cortex?
Yes?
Oh, thank God.
Cortex.
Okay.
Open
we
the door.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Open up.
You and I are not authorized
no.
to discuss
what?
Logistics.
Logistics of what? Just open the door. Unlock it.
Well, come on. Greer? Greer? Please do something.
Oh my God! Protect help! Stop the wolf! Stop the wolf!
Hey, listeners. As you listen to the show, we can't forget that spring is in full bloom out there, which means flavor is in full bloom at HelloFresh. This season, you can enjoy the taste of spring with chef-crafted recipes featuring ripe, seasonal ingredients delivered right to your door. When I think about spring, I think about my family, gathering in my backyard, and eating in the sunshine. Sometimes, dinners like that, though, can mean a lot of money for a meal. But this spring, instead of breaking the bank on expensive meals, you can get HelloFresh. Their quick and easy meals make feeding the family truly quick and easy. And HelloFresh now has fast and fresh options, ready in just 15 minutes or less. So no more stressing over meal prep or spending hours in the kitchen. HelloFresh has got your back. As an avid HelloFresh user, I can say with full confidence that at HelloFresh, quality matters. That's why their seasonal ingredients are picked at peak ripeness and travel from the farm to your home in less than 7 days. So you know it's fresh every time. Don't miss out on this opportunity to elevate your spring dining experience. Go to HelloFresh.com/Evergreen16 and use code Evergreen16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Evergreen16 and use code Evergreen16. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
So, Ida, what does our world's most accomplished sociologist think about all this? A viable way to restore mankind after we, you know, melt the planet?
It's hard to tell right now. I'm not sure how all this functions long term. Who runs it? What's needed to keep it?
What's that area?
Jeffrey, stay with the tour.
Yeah, right behind you.
So, how long have you been working on this project?
It was already underway when I came on board. But I like to think I helped steer the ship and bring it to life. I'm proud of it. It's been a sacrifice. That's for sure.
Yeah, no social life, huh?
That's putting it lightly. I haven't left the compound in 18 months. It's pretty isolating. But I don't need to explain that to the guy who spent 4 years living alone, off the grid, in the Canadian Arctic tundra.
You learn a lot about yourself when there's no one else around. But I would have never developed the 447 method otherwise. So.
Well, Finn is fascinated by your whole journey. He's been wanting to meet you for years.
Hannah, Valerie is calling you.
Sorry, Axel. I need to take this.
Sure. Do your thing.
God damn it. Where's Jeffrey going? Cortex, send my mom a voicemail.
So this is your control room, huh? What are you hiding, Finger Owl?
Login credentials, please. Login credentials, please.
This is not a good look.
Hannah, this is... How did he get away with this?
What do you mean?
Evergreen. All of it. He's been building this for what, years? And poured billions of
dollars... 2.3 trillion, actually.
Further proving my point. How did Finn build this without the world knowing?
You mean without you knowing?
Well, not to pat myself on the back here, but I think we all know there's nothing in the tech world I'm not privy to. Finn's assistant.
You really are out of the loop. I don't work for Finn anymore. I quit. Today.
Holy shit, you finally did it. So you're ready to come work for me then, eh?
Didn't want to work for you 5 years ago, Jeffrey. Don't want to work for you now. And you're not authorized to be in here. So get the fuck out.
Look like a movie theater, but this room is so much more. Direct your attention to the pods along the wall. I need one brave volunteer. Anyone? Come on. Don't be shy.
Fuck it. Let's go.
Thank you, Axel.
Come on.
What memory would you like to experience?
In you go.
Looks a little snug, Finn.
Well, it's supposed to be. Trust me.
Come on, Axel. This is living, remember?
Touché, Dagny. Okay. Okay, I'm in.
The pod is going to close now, but we'll be able to talk via the interface.
Awesome.
What memory would you like to experience?
Is it supposed to be pitch black in here?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Now I want you to relax. Take a few deep breaths.
Way ahead of you, Chief. Way ahead of you.
You know, before we begin, I think I'll let Hannah explain this one. Since she's been such an integral part of this process. Practically steering the ship herself.
I don't...
Speak, Hannah.
I'm not actually very familiar with this room. I'm not...
Oh, Hannah seems a little overwhelmed by the magnitude of the moment. I do agree, it's awe-inspiring. This is virtual memory, otherwise known as VMEM. Axel, I want you to recall a favorite childhood memory.
Okay.
Tell us what you're thinking.
When I was 6, my sister Zara found this dog. And we always wanted a dog.
What was the dog's name?
We didn't name him. We I had to give them to my aunt and uncle.
Fucking open! Come on!
Oh my god!
The power went out! It's unlocked! Clara, get in!
This is an elevator, not an exit!
Oh my god, Clara! The wall's falling again! First floor! Yes!
Oh my god! Axel, if you could have kept the dog, what would you have named him?
Scully?
I want you to imagine you didn't have to give Scully away. He's yours. By your side, running, playing. Axel?
Yeah. I'm trying, but I'm... It's not... coming so easily.
You don't have to force it. Just be free.
Okay.
Imagine.
Hey, Axel.
Scully.
Your dog is here. He's with us in this room.
What? Oh my god.
Why can't I touch him?
Really, because it's not real.
But we're right here with him. How are you doing this, Finn?
Why don't we have the originator of this concept tell you more? Can it?
I don't believe it. Psychologists like me have been helping patients process trauma for years using eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. Or EMDR. But I always felt we needed more. Years ago, I came to Finn with a bold idea. Instead of replaying the past quietly in our minds, we could physically recreate it in real time. What if while reliving that experience, we could make a different choice? One that brings us closure, eliminates regret. But Finn, you said...
It couldn't be done. And it couldn't. At that time.
I've been working on it for years without your help getting nowhere. I can't believe you didn't tell me. You stole my idea.
I just did what you asked me to do. Scully. What you're all watching now is Axel dealing with
okay,
a past
one more.
Pain.
Can you roll over? That was my ear drum.
Time for dinner.
Hi, chicken. Listen, I just wanted to see how it went. I know this was a really big decision, and I am so, so proud of you for finally doing this. And I can't believe you're coming home tomorrow. I'm so excited. I made lasagna. I hope that's okay.
Anna, you needed to speak to me? Can this wait till after dinner?
Finn, you okay?
Oh, just a slight headache. Too much coffee, not enough food.
Okay. Look, we agreed I'd leave before dinner. I just wanted to say goodbye.
Goodbye? That's so dramatic. I know I was short with you. Losing my right-hand person on the most important day of my life was... unexpected. I'll never be able to replace you. That's a tough pill to swallow. So stay for dinner.
Finn.
I insist. You've earned it.
Hey, Hannah, can you pass me the Rothschild?
I can
the
show
what?
You everything.
That marvelous bottle of wine.
The guy behind
whiskey.
The
whiskey.
Oh, that's right.
All it is.
Here.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, everyone, I'd like to make a toast. To Finn, who
somehow convinced all of us to follow him miles below the Earth's surface, which is fucking insane. It's an honor to witness your newest creation. You continue to inspire us, and you always move the needle forward, and you're incredible. So, congratulations to Finn.
To Finn.
Thank you. Thank you. Seriously, thank you. Earlier, I told you why I need you. You, the world's most inspirational thinkers, to be here with me tonight. But there's something more. Not only are you the brightest minds of today, you are the pillars from which the future of humankind will spring forth.
Hey, hey.
Evergreen is many things, but what it truly is a chance to do things right.
Fred? Is everything okay?
The door locks. They should be green, but they just activated. That's weird.
3,000 meters.
Cortex?
Yes, Greer.
At least tell me where this elevator goes.
I'm sorry. You and I are not authorized to discuss logistics. It can't be happening.
It can't be happening.
4,000 meters.
On each of these screens, you'll see your life as you know it.
Why are you in my house, Finn? Those are my children.
This is not right.
This is a real-time
thing. This isn't funny.
In 8 minutes, an asteroid the size of Denmark will impact the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Brazil. It will be a catastrophic, extinction-level event, and now I am no longer the only human on Earth that knows.
Okay, you fucker. I'll give it to you. Like, for a second, you had me kind of worried, but you just couldn't help yourself. You oversold it. Finn Garal, the only person in the world who knows. Even if this was remotely true, every astrophysicist and idiot with a telescope would be all over it. I'm still gonna sue the fuck out of you, but goddamn, you're a freak.
Your reaction was expected, but this, unfortunately, is not a joke.
Finn, serious elevated
Cortex,
cardiac.
Do not interrupt me. As I was saying,
Finn, invading
Mr.
my
Garcia,
family's privacy, spying on them for some kind of joke or experiment? You crossed the line.
Axel, wait. I'm sure this is all just a misunderstanding.
You knew about this?
No.
I'm out of here.
Ah! Oh my God!
Oh my God.
He'll be fine, Doctor.
It's electrified.
Fine! You just electrocuted
Silence.
Him!
Silence! In a few short minutes, everything and everyone you've ever known will be gone. But I chose you to be here in Evergreen with me. We will be the only human life left.
Finn, critical cardiac activity.
Stop fucking around, Finn.
Finn, why does it go? Finn, stop. Finn, just calm down. Sit down. Finn?
Anna. Help me.
Hannah, look at the screen!
Oh my God. Fuck.
Evergreen stars Lana Condor as Hannah Gabriel, Abigail Spencer as McKenna Scott, Erica Lewis as Cortex, Alan Cumming as Finn Garel, Chloe Stearns as Greer, Talia Tapin as Clara, Sheena Nielsen as Ida Arias, Freddy Stroma as Jeffrey Steinberg, Lana McKissick as Nico Ishikawa, Claire Holt as Dagny Isaacs, Ki Hong Lee as David Young, Desmond Boris as Axel Garcia, with additional performances by Dino Andrade, Lenora Pitts, Luke Passmore, John Wynn, Bill Lobley, Mo Ziloff, Nathan Moore, Brent Mukai, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz. Created and written by Chloe Stearns and John Wynn. Directed by John Wynn. Executive produced by Lana Condor, Chloe Stearns, John Wynn, Jeremy Platt, Rob Herding, Michelle Zarati, and Xinyan Heyu. Co-producers Nathan Moore and Nick Shanks. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Music editor David Tadashore. Audio engineering by Neely Oftering, Sarah Ma, and David Tadashore. Edited by Neely Oftering and John Wynn. Sound design by Jeffrey Kennick and Jose Varin, The Audio Hive. Mixed by Sarah Ma. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting director, Chrissy Fiorelli. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Beth Ann Morgan. Additional script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Production coordinator, Tom Breck. Production assistant, Alex Buda. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz and Ashton Harold. For Tyson. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Hidden Signal Evergreen is a Q-Code production. Sound recording copyright 2023 by Q-Code Media, Inc.
Evergreen is presented by Sonos. Experience the world of Evergreen with the Sonos Era 300 for immersive sound and a spatial audio experience like you've never had before. Go to Sonos.com to learn more.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
Good note, Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.